This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:08 at WCHL. We have 71 degrees in Chapel Hill. Feels good out there this morning. We'll have partly sunny skies today. High today in the middle 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 60s. And then tomorrow, just a slight chance of rain with a high in the middle 80s once again. GOP Chairman Claude Pope called for columnist, former U.S. Senate candidate, and host of North Carolina Book Watch on UNC TV, D.G. Martin's public television show that has no political aspect to it, pulled because of a column written entitled Egypt, Nazi Germany, and North Carolina.
They have a lot of impact on the way I write. I love the opportunity to share my views and to make friends through the writing of the column. We're arguing about whether or not the controversy has legs. I do know that a lot more people have read my column this week than usually do.
Martin made those comments during an interview on the WCHL Saturday Morning News. He said Pope likely regrets his decision to say these things, as it has brought attention to a column Martin was referring to in the piece that says North Carolina is a great state, but asked where it's going.
By accident, the Republican Party chairman has caused wider circulation of a column, not the things that he disagreed with.
The attention also triggered a response from Raleigh Metro Magazine editor and Raleigh Spy Conference founder Bernie Reeves. He wrote a column, which you can now see on chapelboro.com, and which calls Martin's Nazi comment out of character of the liberal but fair-minded TV and radio host. However, he said it's important to point out that his comments were not made on UNC TV's programming or even on his show here on WCHL, Who's Talking with D.G. Martin. In an article by WRAL, 259 people commented both for and against D.G. Martin's and Claude Pope's comments. The article states that Pope demanded an apology from Martin for his words, which he did. However, he said he stands by his comments in the column.
If anybody feels like I've called them a Nazi or said that they're like Nazis or something like that, then I do need to apologize for that because I didn't intend that.
To hear the full interview we had with D.G. Martin on the WCHL Saturday Morning News with Rand Northam, and for links to all the articles mentioned in the story, you can view the story on WCHL's website at chapelboro.com. We already pay what seems like a fortune for movie tickets these days, but as part of the tax reform in North Carolina, we could soon be paying even more. State and local sales taxes are replacing the privilege taxes already included in ticket prices. For a $10 movie ticket, state and local governments would get about 65 cents in sales tax. WRAL reports this could trigger cinema owners to raise ticket prices to offset that cost. Ross Noonley, a representative for Regal Cinemas, says he's concerned for how this will impact theaters like the Timberline 6 in Chapel Hill.
Our families, the moviegoers who enjoy coming out to the movies, they're going to be impacted by this, not only for people who come to movies, but the nearby businesses.
Nunnally says the tax change could have a negative impact in more ways than one.
Movie going really has a multiplier impact on the economy. Other nearby restaurants and businesses rely on our foot traffic to make their businesses run also.
The measure goes place next year and will likely increase ticket prices for live concerts, plays, and sporting events as well. WCHL News Time, 6:12. More news in just a moment.
Excuse me, sir.
Hi, what do you need?
Pants and a 44 waist.
Looking for something lace?
No, a 44 waist.
A shoelace?
I need a 44 waist.
We don't carry that size.
What? I want a prize?
No.
Stop shopping in no man's land. There's a better way for bigger men to find clothes. Now open. Visit DestinationXL.com to find a store near you. Destination XL. Big on being better.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Right Brand Bacon. The bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Right Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a packed bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like candy. When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tender.
Right Brand Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
He scores!
Big news for Canes fans. Diamonds Direct Crabtree has been selected as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. Hey, it's John Forza, play-by-play voice of the Canes. Very excited to make this announcement. Our staff, coaches, and players join me in inviting you to celebrate this fantastic new partnership with the Triangle's premier jewelry destination. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the obvious choice for this honor. No other jewelry store even comes close in diamond selection, quality, or value. Anyone getting engaged in the Triangle knows Diamonds Direct dominates the bridal jewelry market. But it's more than just business. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is a great corporate citizen. They're always helping out area charities and getting involved in worthy causes. At the Hurricanes, we partner with quality companies and quality people. And that's why Diamonds Direct Crabtree was chosen. So join me in celebrating as we welcome Diamonds Direct Crabtree as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
6:14 at WCHL. Downtown Raleigh will be a little more quiet today as the Moral Monday movement has hit the road for a tour of the state in protest of legislation passed by North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory and the Republican-led General Assembly. Led by the state NAACP, the first stop is Asheville for Mountain Moral Monday today. Reverend William Barber will be speaking at today's event. During the 13 weeks of protesting in the capital city, thousands attended the demonstrations. 925 people chose to get arrested. The movement has captured national attention from media outlets such as the New York Times, MSNBC, CNN, and Fox News, to name a few. The NAACP also will hold demonstrations in each of North Carolina's 13 congressional districts in honor of the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington on August 28th. We all try to avoid doctor visits as much as we can, but sometimes it's urgent and we need answers quickly. UNC graduate Oka Oka developed an innovative software program, Kiona Health, which he says will help you reach your doctor online. As part of our summer series on young entrepreneurs in Chapel Hill, Oka's startup is this week's featured venture from the business incubator Launch Chapel Hill.
We actually help the practices to put down the phone so that they could actually focus on the direct patient care. We provide patient with intelligent way to report the symptoms using web and mobile, and we also extract the health history directly from the health record.
Oka says doctors' offices and hospitals are struggling to manage the amounts of calls coming into their clinics now more than ever. According to an article in the Wall Street Journal featuring Kiona Health, phone calls to physician practices have increased between 25 and 50% since 2008. This is where Kiona Health comes in. The program offloads phone calls onto a clinic's website, tracking and organizing each inquiry, helping the patient report their question.
What we have is something personalized, something very meaningful about you and your healthcare. And every single encounter is reviewed by your own provider before they get back to you.
At 34 years old, Oka graduated from UNC in the spring with a master's in clinical informatics. Continuing his education, though, was not the only reason he came to Chapel Hill. Oka was born in Burma and later moved to Hawaii. When he was 19, he moved to Honolulu to attend the University of Hawaii. Years later, he had the idea for Kiona Health, which means God's gracious gift in Hawaiian. He wanted to develop his startup simultaneously while going back to school, so he applied to both UNC and Duke.
Duke accepted me first. And then when I got interviewed at UNC, they're like, hey, you're an entrepreneur. If you come here, we're going to actually nourish your idea of, you know, developing a company. We can get you some fundings from National Institute of Health. And also, you know, we can help you spin up a company from here.
After hearing what Carolina had to offer, he turned Duke down. Oker says former UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe and other leaders from the university greatly influenced his decision to attend Carolina and also impacted the success of Kiona Health.
I was just so hooked. I was like, all right, sign me up. And the next day, before you and I started school, we founded a company.
Kiona Health then received $150,000 in funding from the NIH and since has received an additional $550,000 from other government grants and early-stage investors. Current partners and customers include UNC Obstetrics and Tulane University. Oker says the company is also in talks with Columbia University Hospital and North Shore LIJ.
All these top leading hospitals in the world that we have in the pipeline, so we're going to be in a different stage, you know, different phase of the company in a few months.
Oker says healthcare is moving into the digital age, and he is riding on top of the wave. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:19. Time for traffic and weather together.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind.
It's up next.
Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInn.com.
All right. Traffic brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full, a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun, too, online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. Not a lot happening in traffic so far this morning, but we will have a certain different situation a little later on in the day, and when it does, Rand Northam is here in the newsroom this morning. He'll be checking on your traffic periodically, and you will hear from him in about a half hour here on WCHL. Right now, everything is moving along quite smoothly. And WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. They're always serving fresh coffee at Cruisers. Fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. On the way to wherever you're going, it's good to go. It is going to be a nice day today. Partly sunny, high today 85. Tonight partly cloudy with the low in the middle 60s. And then tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny with a slight chance of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm in the afternoon tomorrow. Our high tomorrow in the middle 80s. 6:20 at WCHL. Time now for David Letterman and the Top 10 List.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 List.
This August, get your Saturday nights on track with a new season of Hell on Wheels.
The race is on, gentlemen. No time to waste.
Work like hell.
I'm not so sure you can run the railroad.
And fight like hell.
Sign over.
The show Rolling Stone calls excellent.
History always sides with the winner.
Don't miss the two-hour season premiere. Hell on Wheels returns this Saturday night at 9, 8 Central, only on AMC.
And now another OTC Stock Market Spotlight for investors. Today we feature Novus Robotics, ticker symbol NRBT. Novus Robotics supplies components and robotic modules to the world's top 10 automotive suppliers. They have a sizable revenue stream and great potential for growth. Talk to your broker about Novus Robotics or enter ticker symbol NRBT. That's ticker symbol NRBT. See dnrtechnology.com for full disclaimer.
Top 10 category tonight, charities under investigation. Boy, it's a sad day when it's come to this, ladies and gentlemen. Some of your best-known investigating charities are are under investigation.
Yeah, I know. We know what you're trying to say.
And you can take that to the bank.
Okay. All right.
Okay, charities under investigation. Here we go. Number 10, Adopt a Rat. Number 9, United Wayans. Number 8, Doctors Without Licenses. Number 7, Habitat for Humidity. I don't get that at all. Number 6, the Hellman's Mayo Clinic. Number 5, Hearts for Cheney's. Number 4, Monkey Scouts of America. Number 3, Men Without Hats. Number 2, Food Bank for New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. And the number 1 charity under investigation, the New York Mets.
David Letterman and a quick Top 10 List on WCHL.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight for the Best of the Late Show. Dave's guests, Channing Tatum, Tim DeChristopher, and Fitz and the Tantrums. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
Time for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. I'm Ron Stutz. Well, Carolina football fans got an opportunity to meet Larry Fedora and his players up close and personal on Saturday. It was Carolina's media day, Meet the Heels, as well as a photo gallery on our website. You can see what happened there. There was a lot of excitement there at Keenan Stadium on Saturday. Lots of kids there, all the players signing autographs, posing for pictures, all that sort of thing. Visit our website, chapelbrew.com, to find out more about what happened with the Tar Heels. North Carolina State, a day behind North Carolina in its preseason practices. North Carolina State, only a few workouts into the training camp that will reshape the Wolfpack under new coach Dave Duran. Their first practice was on Friday. That leaves North Carolina State less than a month to figure out who's the starting quarterback, leading a no-huddle offense, and adjust to the faster tempo that Duran wants in everything his players do. Sounds familiar to what Carolina players were going through this time last year. Faster tempo. Duran says his players have had bright eyes and a good energy to start training camp. Receiver Rashard Smith says working at the faster tempo during spring practices helped prepare the players for the expectations that await them in August workouts. NC State opens its season at home on August 31st against Louisiana Tech. Of course, Carolina will open up the whole Carolina football season, or the whole college football season, on the 29th. That's a Thursday night when the Tar Heels go to South Carolina to take on South Carolina's Gamecocks. UNC golfer Jackie Chang tees off in the 113th U.S. Women's Amateur beginning today at the Country Club of Charleston in Charleston, South Carolina. Chang begins play today at 8:30 this morning off the 10th tee. Rising senior for the Tar Heels. Good luck. 6:25 at WCHL.
Presented in part by Barbasol Shaving Cream. Start your day with Barbasol, America's leader for a close, comfortable shave. Close shave, America. Close shave, Barbasol. This is Charles Osgood. Heroin addiction is back in America, big time.
It's probably worse out in the suburbs now than it is in the inner city.
That is Caroline Cassina of Naperville, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago.
I lost my son, John, to a heroin overdose on July 23rd of 2012. It devastated our family. I am here because no mother should ever have to bury her child.
More after this.
Choosing the right retirement community for yourself or your loved one depends so much on a special kind of trust. And the folks at Holiday Retirement have built an all-inclusive and affordable lifestyle for its residents with just that kind of trust. Holiday Retirement has over 300 independent living communities in the U.S. and Canada. Bring a friend, join us for a free homemade meal, and share your story. Call 1-855-610-5500 or find us online at holidaytouch.com. Visit today.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, autotrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cashback or low APR, so you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. Autotrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
Kathy Kane Willis, who runs the Illinois Consortium on Drug Policy at Roosevelt University in Chicago, told our CBS News colleague Maureen Maher of 48 Hours that the death of Caroline Cassina's teenage son, John, in a suburban Naperville a year ago is part of a growing American tragedy.
During the past 5 years, seizures of heroin in the United States by the Drug Enforcement Administration have gone up more than 50%, while the number of heroin users in America has skyrocketed, up a staggering 75%. For parents out there, here's the scary part.
The most rapid growth is occurring among those under age 21. That's the fastest growing group. Is it in isolated areas around the country, or is this nationwide? It's nationwide.
How does something like this start?
People start using prescription pain pills, and when those are difficult to get, they switch to heroin.
And what happens now?
We see this intertwining epidemic growing, and I think that we will see more heroin users.
More about all this coming up on our next Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
For great food and infinite sports on game day or night, the new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe is your next stop. Locally owned and operated, Tobacco Road features fresh, local ingredients, down-home classics, and gourmet entrees, plus a wide selection of North Carolina beers on tap. Exceptional service is also on every menu, from your servers to the chef preparing your order. In Infinite Sports, we have every available sports package on TVs throughout the restaurant for your viewing comfort. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, now open in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Big Al's Cheap Tires. It's half off, $30 for an annual vehicle safety and emissions inspection, available now for $15. Get today's deal and go see the friendly professional staff at Big Al's Cheap Tires and take care of your annual NC State vehicle safety and emissions inspection at half the price. The name says tires, and Big Al's Cheap Tires is a great selection. Check out Big Al's other affordable auto basics while you're there, including alignments and oil changes. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Joe Carborough weather, presented by Elmo's Diner. The fun never stops at Elmo's Diner, with shakes, burgers, and high chairs for small fries. Elmo's Diner at Carmel in Carborough. It's going to be a nice day today. Partly sunny skies, high today about 85 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with the low in the middle 60s. It'll become even more cloudy after midnight tonight. But not a bad night. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with a 20% chance of shower, slight chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, and tomorrow's high about 85 degrees. Look ahead a little bit. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, then becoming mostly cloudy after midnight, just like tonight. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and the lows in the middle 60s. So pretty good weather here over the next few days. Just a slight chance of rain the next couple of days anyway. We'll have a bigger chance of rain once Wednesday rolls around. So get ready for that.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL. And you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
And now, the threat of an Al-Qaeda terror attack remains.
What we've heard from officials both in the administration and from Congress is how specific and credible this threat reporting is. And that suggests you have really dedicated plotting and planning for weeks, likely.
National security analyst Juan Zarate there. CBS's Cami McCormick reports.
State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki says out of an abundance of caution, several embassies and consulates will remain closed until August 10th. Many are in the Middle East, Gulf region, or North Africa, and they include embassies in Cairo, Amman, Kuwait, and Tripoli. Others will reopen, including missions in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Former CIA terror expert Philip Mudd says, keep your travel plans, bud.
I'd probably limit my time in American embassy. The second is I think about commercial establishments like fast food places that are identified with America.
A worldwide travel alert is in effect for U.S. citizens. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
64 degrees, 632 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. D.G. Martin's comments comparing North Carolina to Egypt and Nazi Germany has a lot of conservatives upset around the state. GOP Chairman Claude Pope has called for D.G. Martin to be let go from his public television show. Actually, it has no political aspect to it at all. And he has called for it to be pulled because of the column that DG wrote entitled Egypt, Nazi Germany, and North Carolina.
I don't think it'll have a lot of impact on the way I write. I love the opportunity to share my views and to make friends through the writing of the column. We're arguing about whether or not the controversy has legs. I do know that a lot more people have read my column this week than usually do.
DG Martin is the host of North Carolina Book Watch on UNC TV. He's a former U.S. Senate candidate
and a columnist in newspapers around the state. Plus, he's the host of Who's Talking right here on WCHL. Martin made those comments during an interview on the WCHL Saturday Morning News with Rand Northam. He said Pope likely regrets his decision to say these things. It has brought attention to a column that Martin was referring to in the piece that says North Carolina is a great state, but asked where it's going.
By accident, the Republican Party chairman has caused wider circulation of the column, not the things that he disagreed with.
The attention also triggered a response from Raleigh Metro Magazine editor and Raleigh Spy Conference founder, Bernie Reeves. He wrote a column, which you can now see on chapelbrew.com, in which he calls Martin's Nazi comment out of character of the liberal but fair-minded TV and radio host. However, he said it's important to point out that his comments were not made on UNC-TV's programming or even on his show here on WCHL, Who's Talking? In an article by WRAL, 259 people commented both for and against D.G. Martin's and Claude Pope's comments. The article states that Pope demanded an apology from Martin for his words, which he did. However, he said he stands by his comments in the column.
If anybody feels like I've called them a Nazi or said that they're like Nazis or something like that, then I do need to apologize for that because I didn't intend that.
To hear the full interview with Rand Northam had with G.G. Martin on the WCHL Saturday Morning News. And for links to all the articles mentioned in this story, you can view this story on our website at chapelbrew.com. Your local airport isn't closing, at least not yet. Horace Williams Airport in Chapel Hill is not going to close, in spite of the media attention that was given to an item that was inserted as a rider in the budget bill that called for it to close on August 1st. A consensus in the legislature is that the item was placed in the House budget bill as a bargaining chip with Senate Rule Chairman Tom Apodaca, who has a reputation as a strong defender of the UNC Airport. WCHL reached out to members of the Senate and House Appropriations Committee, but members were not forthcoming with additional information. There's currently no scheduled date for the closure of the airport. UNC has planned to close it since 2002 to make room for Carolina North. The university previously had a greater involvement with Horace Williams when it was used as part of the Area Health Education Center's MedAir program, otherwise known as AHEC, to fly doctors to inaccessible parts of the state. In 2011, the site of the MedAir program was changed to RDU. Horace Williams is also the source of local weather data for the National Weather Service. Terry Hudgens, observing program leader for the Raleigh Weather Forecast Office, says the National Weather Service has a co-op weather observer site in Chapel Hill that records precipitation levels and maximum and minimum weather that they could use instead of Horace Williams in the event that it closes.
By accident.
That won't include winds or anything like that, but it would be one source of some weather data that we would be able to get.
Hudgens says there are also volunteer weather observers that are across the counties that can give precipitation data as well as storm reports for our local area.
It's a collaborative system for rain, hail, and snow, so the different types of precip.
Horace Williams Airport was one of the first airfields in the state. It was bought by the university in 1940. In 2012, the airport had a net cost to taxpayers of $68,319. The restrictions at the airport only allow for planes that weigh at most 12,500 pounds. The restrictions also ban Stage 1 aircraft and any aircraft that generates more than 85 decibels at 100 feet at altitude. These regulations, including a change to limit the runway to 4,000 feet, were implemented after a Cessna crash in 1998 at the airport. The last crash in the Horace Williams Airport was in 2010 when the plane crashed trying to land, and that crash killed the pilot. We already pay what seems like a fortune for movie tickets these days, but as part of the tax reform here in North Carolina, we could soon be paying even more. State and local sales taxes are replacing the privilege taxes already included in ticket prices. For a $10 movie ticket, state and local governments would get about 65 cents in sales tax, according to WRAL. This could trigger cinema owners to raise ticket prices to offset the cost. Russ Nunnally, a rep for Regal Cinema, says he's concerned for how this will impact theaters such as the Timberline 6 just off Weaver Dairy Road here in Chapel Hill.
Our families, the moviegoers who enjoy coming out to the movies, they're going to be impacted by this, not only for people who come to movies, but the nearby businesses.
Nunnally says the tax change could have a negative impact in more ways than one.
Movie going really has a multiplier impact on the economy. Other nearby restaurants and businesses rely on our foot traffic to make their businesses run also.
The measure goes in place next year and will likely increase ticket prices for live concerts, plays, and sporting events as well. Downtown Raleigh will be a little more quiet as the Moral Monday movement has hit the road for a tour of the state now in protest of legislation led by the Republican General Assembly and North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory, led by the state NAACP. The first stop is Asheville for Mountain Moral Monday. That is today. Reverend William Barber will be speaking at today's event. During the 13 weeks of protesting in the capital city, thousands attended demonstrations. 925 people chose to get arrested. The movement has captured national attention from media outlets such as the New York Times, MSNBC, CNN, and Fox News, to name just a few. The NAACP also will be holding demonstrations in each of North Carolina's 13 congressional districts in honor of the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington on August 28th. Again, today is Mountain Moral Monday in Asheville. And now, news around town. Chapel Hill Police and the National Association of Town Watch invite you to participate in this year's National Night Out, an annual crime prevention event designed to heighten crime prevention awareness and send a message to criminals letting them know that neighborhoods are organized and watching out. National Night Out is celebrated in local communities across the country on the first Tuesday in August, so this year's event will be tomorrow night. Last year's events involved more than 37 million people in 15,000 communities from all 50 states, U.S. territories, Canadian cities, and military bases as well. If you'd like more information on how your neighborhood can participate in Chapel Hill's National Night Out, you can view this news around town story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 640. Coming up next, Randy Bowler has today's commentary on WCHL. That'll be followed by a little Tar Heel trivia on WCHL.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Salemson, Chief Executive Officer of Corporate Investors Mortgage Group, and I'm proud to lead Chapel Hill's only locally owned mortgage bank. Home mortgage interest rates remain at historic lows, so whether you're looking to purchase the home of your dreams or simply looking to refinance your existing mortgage, Corporate Investors and I are here to help you every step of the way. Call us at 929-6116 or visit us on the web at CIMGINC.com. Go Heels!
You wouldn't start a new addition to your home without the right tools. And if you're growing your small business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business growth toolkit that includes posters, flyers, brochures, a large retractable banner, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our Small Business Growth Toolkit today at the UPS stores, your go-to source for your to-do list.
The UPS stores at Chapel Hill North on Fordham Boulevard next to the Chapel Hill University Inn and in Meadowmont.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go.
641 at WCHL. Before we get to today's commentary with Randy Bowler, a reminder that all last week, folks were getting eligible to win the Moe's Bottle Shop Year of Beer giveaway from WCHL. We know there are quite a few beer lovers out there, especially with such great locally brewed and craft beers in our area. But sometimes, with so many options, it's hard to choose just one or two. And we have a giveaway that will make sure you don't have to choose ever again. It's Moe's Bottle Shop Year of Beer giveaway. We're giving one person a case of craft beers from Moe's Bottle Shop every month for a whole year. That'll keep you and your friends hop happy for a long time. Moe's Bottle Shop, located in Hillsboro, is your go-to one-stop shop for American craft beers and wine. It's a great place. Grand prize winner of this contest will be announced this morning at about 8:45 right here on WCHL. Folks have been calling in to get registered on the air, been going to chapelboro.com, WCHL's Facebook page, and also, of course, going to the store to get registered at Moe's Bottle Shop in Hillsboro. Deadline for getting entered in the contest last night at midnight. This morning at 8:45, we'll be announcing our grand prize winner on WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Randy Bowler. It is no wonder that thousands of citizens have gathered to express their displeasure and hundreds have been arrested respectfully protesting in the Capitol during this past legislative session. My God, Vlad the Impaler, or Dracula, would be more merciful to the needs of the citizens of North Carolina than the extreme ideology operating in the General Assembly today. Of course, tinkering with the engine of government, shredding the societal safety net, legislating from the ALEC handbook, and engaging in social engineering projects are a risky proposition even during the best of times, but when our state needs a steady hand on the rudder, there was no need for a hard turn to starboard. From around the state, the chorus is loud and clear on their agenda. Where are the jobs you promised in January 2011, and why are you making our environment less safe, our schools less stellar, our women less free to choose, our communities less robust, our laws less fair, our society less equal, our government less transparent, and our ability to make a difference by voting less likely? That's right. It has been more important to dilute the participation of citizens in their democracy than to invest in North Carolina and burnish its brand and create jobs. So you know what we can do about it? We need to keep supporting Moral Mondays, and as they take the show on the road, gather in your home county and support Moral Mondays in the 13 congressional districts that they'll be gathering in the next few weeks. This is an important movement that shines a light on these ideas and what we need to be doing in our state, and I hope to see you there. This is Randy Voller.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Thank you, Coach. Time for Tar Heel Trivia.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Carolina lost at number one Indiana in the ACC Big Ten Challenge this past basketball season in what was the 29th all-time meeting between the Tar Heels and a number one ranked team. Carolina has an NCAA record 12 wins against the number one team in history, including 7 versus Duke and 1 against NC State. Can you name the 4 non-ACC number ones the Tar Heels have knocked off in their history? The answer comes up after this break. Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
8 of Carolina's NCAA record, 12 wins versus a number one ranked team, have come against an ACC opponent. Can you name the 4 non-ACC number ones the Heels have beaten? November 21st, 1987, Carolina beat number one Syracuse in the Hall of Fame Tip-Off Classic in Springfield, Massachusetts. The second round of the 1990 NCAA tournament was the next win versus number one as the Heels beat Oklahoma. January 17, 2004. Carolina knocked off number one Connecticut in the Smith Center. And finally, the Tar Heels toppled number one Illinois for the national title in St. Louis in 2005.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
A little Inside Carolina Athletics Tar Heel Trivia on WCHL. Thank you very much, Jones. We're going to be listening to Jones Angel very soon, broadcasting Tar Heel games. Tar Heels open up the season on August 29th. That is a special Thursday night game down in Columbia. It will kick off the entire college football season, not just of Carolina and the ACC, but its first football game of the season nationwide. And the Tar Heels take on South Carolina, a top 10 team. This is going to be a tough challenge. Coming up on WCHL, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays and Freddie Congress trivia quiz on the way.
This is David Huntoon of Coleman Huntoon & Brown, your local CPAs and advisors. You've heard the phrase, taxes and death are certain, but not so certain is how your estate will be handled after your passing. Let us help you set up a properly structured and strategic estate plan that enables you to achieve your life goals and strengthen the financial security for your loved ones.
To find out more, talk to Coleman Huntoon & Brown, where our people make the difference. Find us online at chbcpas.com.
It's the most anticipated event of the year for Triangle executives and management teams, the 5th Annual North Carolina CEO Forum, a business leadership event designed to stimulate new ideas you can put to work in your company. This year's theme is Innovation Across the Organization, with featured speakers General Colin Powell and John Chambers, CEO of Cisco Systems. The NC CEO Forum takes place August 22nd at North Ridge Country Club. Go to ncceoforum.com to see a full list of speakers and to request an invitation to the event. That's ncceoforum.com.
Summer might be winding down, but we're only getting started with our great giveaways on WCHL. August is officially Gift Card Mania Month. Every weekday, I'll be giving away gift cards valued at anywhere from $25 to $100 from great area restaurants, including 411 West, Bunn's, Dickie's Barbecue, Elmo's Diner, Glass Half Full, Spanky, Squid's, Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, and more. This is Ron Stutz. You can enter by visiting WCHL's Facebook contest page during the month of August. Good luck, and make sure you enter WCHL's Gift Card Mania.
Time for traffic and weather together on WCHL Traffic, brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point, the home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute on 540 at the 751 exit. Time now to say good morning to the always incredibly handsome Rand Northam. Good morning, sir.
Hi, good morning. Thank you very much for that.
Dressed in a rather conservative fashion today, folks. He has on a white shirt. Imagine that.
It's a dangerous choice.
You just run the gamut. So many colors. And today it's a white shirt, and I'm stunned.
I hope it stays white throughout the day today. That's my desire.
You got a lot of running around to do in the newsroom, I know, and everywhere else as well. So.
That's right. Yeah. Well, a tip of the hat to my alma mater today as well. A little Appalachian State tie on.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Very subtly done, though. Very subtle. Yeah. Not garish at all.
No, I'm keeping it calm.
That's okay. That's really cool. You're setting the trend again, setting the bar awfully high for the rest of us. Well, what's happening in traffic today?
Traffic is starting off smoothly today to start off this work week. I-40, 15501, NC-54 on the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior by giving us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Well, I might add, white shirt and all. Great job on that. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you in about a half hour.
Appreciate it. All right.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the very best-tasting fountain drinks in town. And you know why? They're made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, so they don't melt that great chewy ice. It's guaranteed to taste great, and only 79 cents at Cruisers. Good to go. It is going to be a nice day today. We have 66 degrees right now. Partly sunny, high today in the middle 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with even more clouds moving in after midnight. Overnight low 65. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm in the afternoon, but only about 20% chance. High tomorrow in the middle 80s. So actually, pretty good weather here over the next couple of days. That's really not bad at all. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a whole bunch of people celebrating birthdays today, including actor John Saxon, who is 77. College Football Hall of Famer and former NFL player Roman Gabriel, also a veteran of North Carolina State football. 73 years old, Roman Gabriel. Also had an opportunity to meet him one time. Really nice guy. Let's see here. Actress Lonnie Anderson, who's 68. One of my all-time favorite television shows. She was Jennifer on WKRP in Cincinnati. Actress Erica Slezak, 67. Rock singer Rick Derringer, 66. Oh, yeah. Actress Holly Palance is 63. That is Jack Palance's daughter, actually. Singer Samantha Sang is 60. Actress-singer Maureen McCormick is 57 years old today. Author David Baldacci, 53. Actress Toni Catane, 52. Oh, yeah. Actress Janet McTeer, 52. Basketball Hall of Famer Patrick Ewing is 51 years old today. Actor Jonathan Silverman is 47. Country singer Terry Clark, 45. Former Major League Baseball player John Olerud is 45. And actor Brendan Ryan Barrett turns 27. A couple of local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. First of all, musician and all-around nice guy Doug Brockett has a birthday today. Doug Brockett of the Rocket Band. And also our birthday winner today from the UPS stores and WCHL's Valerie Swartz, well known around town for writing newspaper columns and being an all-around nice person and very involved in the community in a variety of ways and really always has a smile for you. Valerie Swartz is going to get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. Happy birthday, Valerie. I hope it's a really great birthday for you today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Ron Sutz. He's Freddie Kiger. Just walked in the room and kind of woke me up here. I was drifting off.
Yeah, you. That's all right.
Yeah, boy.
Drifting away?
Like Dobie Gray.
I was just thinking that. That's all it takes for me and him to get going.
Sure
on
you are.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Have a good weekend?
Uncle Cracker did a good version of it.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I had a good weekend. I hope you did.
Yep.
Kind of tired.
Yep.
Yard work.
Yep.
What's up with you? You got a good
question?
What'd
you do in the yard?
What did I do?
Did you mow grass?
I sweated a lot. Mowed grass.
Do you mow your own grass?
Hauled off limbs. Heck yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I like mowing grass.
I kind of enjoy doing it too.
I do too.
You
it's
know.
Kind of a little escape out there.
Mm-hmm.
A little white noise.
I'm not going there.
All right. Oh, yeah, my hair dryer.
Why don't you just walk out in the yard with your hair dryer?
I know.
Plug
I still
it
do
somewhere.
That. White noise. White
then
noise.
You won't have to walk.
Yeah.
We're doing exercise.
We're doing scales.
Okay.
Scales.
Okay, like
not
fish,
as in fish
scales,
scales
or
as in like something to measure.
Weights. Yeah, okay.
Here we go, folks.
All right.
If the Kelvin scale measures temperature.
You have to ask Amos about that.
I know, Kelvin Bryant. I knew that was where you were going to go. If the Kelvin scale measures temperature and the Richter scale measures earthquake magnitude.
Okay.
What does the Binet-Simon scale measure? This is a hard one.
The Binet-Simon scale.
Yep.
You got me.
If the Kelvin scale measures temperature and the Richter scale measures earthquake magnitude, what does the Binet-Simon scale measure? All you educators out there should know this.
I'm sure a lot of people do, but look, phone's ringing.
Yeah.
All the lines are ringing.
Well, it's a Renaissance community,
yeah,
man.
Of course. But I don't know the answer.
But if you don't, if you're not calling right now and this person doesn't have the correct answer, 919-929-WCHL.
Yeah, keep calling. Yeah, don't hang up. Don't hang up. Oh, no. All right. Call
don't
right now.
Call us. We'll call you.
Sugarloaf. 919-929-WCHL.
I'm Gerald Lemoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. I talk a lot about the performance promise, so I want to clearly define what that means. Number one, value. We will do whatever it takes to earn and keep your business. Case in point, 2013 Subaru leases start at $159 per month, such as a 2013 Subaru Impreza 2.0i. Wow! With interest rates as low as 0% for up to 60 months on select 2013 Subarus, July is truly a month to add a Subaru to your family. Number two, service. I'm not just talking about run-of-the-mill customer service. I'm talking about customer enthusiasm. Number three, people. Our staff is dedicated to earning your respect, your loyalty, and most of all, your enthusiasm. Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com.
D3569, DJA01, 36-month lease, 10,000 miles per year, $25.99 total due at signing. Includes $500 lease cash and zero security deposit based on MSRP of $18,665. Selling price of $17,999. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery before July 30th, 2013. Subaru offers one of the most fuel-efficient all-wheel drive vehicles in America. Test drive yours today at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill.
So why wait? It's Christmas in July.
Keeping up with all the latest news and entertainment in Chapel Hill and Carrboro?
Yes!
Well, look no further. The Chapelboro 2.0 app is here. All of your favorite news, sports, columns, scene around town photo galleries, and of course, streaming WCHL 97.9 live. Already have the old Chapelboro app? No sweat. Visit chapelboro.com today to follow the instructions to install the new one. Out with the old and in with the new. It's as simple as that. Visit chapelboro.com today.
We know your phone is smart, but how about your socks? Not sure? Then head back to school with Great Outdoor Provision Company, where Smart Wool PhD socks are now buy two, get one free. Also find great deals on selected footwear, canoes, and kayaks. Great Outdoor Provision Company, North Carolina's authentic outdoor expert. Located at Eastgate Shopping Center, Chapel Hill. GreatOutdoorProvision.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger asking kind of a scientific question this morning.
Yeah.
What is the Binet-Simon scale?
Yes.
Is that something you'd use to measure, to weigh fish?
No.
I don't
you
want to
take another guess?
No.
Does Clifton's Meat Market use it?
No.
No. Does it measure maybe the height of the water if you get flooded?
Oh, no.
That could be, because you were talking about earthquakes earlier.
Yeah, we asked folks if the Kelvin scale measures temperature, Richter scale measures earthquake magnitude. What does the Binet-Simon scale measure? Intelligence of children.
Oh, well, that's why I didn't know it.
In accordance with their age. Developed by Alfred Binet, a Frenchman, and Theodore Simon in 1905.
Simon!
Alvin!
The Binet-Simon scale measures the intelligence of children, specifically, and who better to know that than Flicka Bateman, who is a, former town council member, a principal, and also works very closely with families and children as well, members of the Corinne refugee community. And Flicka gets the Swap Trivia Prize and gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you very much, Flicka!
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Big Al's Cheap Tires. It's half off, $30 for an annual vehicle safety and emissions inspection, available now for $15. Get today's deal and go see the friendly professional staff at Big Al's Cheap Tires and take care of your annual NC State vehicle safety and emissions inspection at half the price. The name says tires, and Big Al's Cheap Tires is a great selection. Check out Big Al's other affordable auto basics while you're there, including alignments and oil changes. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity.